All over the world, St. Patrick's Day is being marked in an ocean of green beer, parades, and plenty of smiling Irish eyes. It's in the United States where some of the loudest and longest celebrations take place as Irish Americans strut their stuff in cities like New York and Chicago. But a smaller town in a depressed pocket of northeast Pennsylvania boasts one of the biggest parades of them all. Our correspondent Craig McMurtry takes us through the St. Patrick's Day experience in Scranton.
To most Americans, Scranton is the quintessential working class town, best known for the television mockumentary series The Office. A show created around the tedium of working for a regional paper supply company. At first glance, the most exciting thing about Scranton is its huge electric city sign, a tribute to America's first electric trolley car. The Pennsylvania town was built on a long-faded coal and iron boom, but its factories and mines fell silent long ago. It's been a financially distressed city for years. Tough times are a way of life here. I'm staying at the local train station, closed in 1970 when the passenger link to New York was severed. After years of neglect, it was turned into a hotel. Walking outside on an icy early spring morning, there are long lines of young people waiting outside the local bars. They're decked out in green jackets, oversized leprechaun hats, and fake orange beards. And there are young women in temperature-defying tiny kilt skirts. The signs on the windows say the drinking starts at 9. It's Scranton's biggest day of the year. More than 12,000 march in the city's St. Patrick's Day parade, 100,000 watch. The locals claim it's the second biggest in America, based on a complicated formula to do with the participation rate and city size. New York, Chicago and Savannah are also famous for their St. Patrick's Day enthusiasms. Not content with swimming in green beer for the day, Chicago even pours green dye into its river for the occasion. Irish Americans have fashioned this event into a global festival, which might explain why Ireland's Prime Minister is back in America again this year. The White House is hosting a reception for him. Americans spent billions celebrating St. Patrick, much of it binge drinking. Hoboken, New Jersey's parade was cancelled when the mayor insisted it be held on a weekday to cut down on drunkenness and fighting. Other cash-strapped US cities worry if they can afford the security and cleanup costs anymore. Even in New York this year, the parade route was shortened to save on police overtime, but not in Scranton, where in freezing conditions, the district's pipe bands, Irish dancers, high school marching squads and cheerleaders stride out for over 3 hours. It takes so long that some of the crowd starts to lose interest. I wonder at the entertainment value of dogs dressed in green frills and hats, or the long lines of officials marching, or the group of elderly men slumped in the back of a truck with badly painted faces mumbling when Irish eyes are smiling. Maybe the parade organisers need to lift the bar on the entertainment value of some of the entries. But there's no doubting the enthusiasm. This is a full-on city tradition, the day when blue-collar Scranton comes out to play hard. Weighed down by unemployment and poverty, in a city struggling to stave off bankruptcy, it's understandable that there's a fierce determination to have a good time. As the cleanup crews and street sweepers move in, I walk back to the town's converted train station. 36 million Americans claim some Irish ancestry. For many, Parade Day symbolises the rise of the Irish in the US and their faith. But it's easy to forget that as an ambulance roars past. Scranton police will later report dozens of arrests for drunkenness. Rounding a corner, I nearly run into a couple leaning against each other, careering down the road. It's still only mid-afternoon. The woman stumbles and nearly falls. A policeman calls out asking if they can make it. They wave him away and stagger on. This is Craig McMurtry for Correspondence Report.